streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it is hour number two. We're so happy we have so many things to talk about. We're live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. It's been a really, really fun last 3 weeks. We get the World Cup a couple of weeks ago, college football, the playoff is set, NFL. I kind of feel like there's about four teams that can win the Super Bowl, about four, and then about three or four on the outside. San Francisco feels like they've gone from inside the bubble to just an inch outside the bubble. Fun though, J-Mac.
World Cup has been tremendous. Morocco just registered the biggest win in the country's history over Spain in penalty kicks.
Wow.
I lost some money on Spain. It's a tough one. But it's these stories at the World Cup are just incredible, Colin.
It's been really the story of upsets.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of underdogs. Folks, for American fans, we did not lose to England. Many thought that was a top six team, right? Like it was really, you can argue about some substitution patterns. Our corner kicks were not very strong.
Do a lot of creating off the set plays.
Yeah, our set plays were weak. And our substitution patterns, but every country is complaining about substitution patterns. If you don't win the World Cup, everybody's coach stinks. So in the end, there's been the world's great soccer teams are getting closer. The countries are getting closer and closer.
Yeah.
Like it feels like college football this year.
100%.
It feels like everybody's getting, with a transfer portal, everybody's getting the top 12 teams. It's not Alabama here. It's like, no, Georgia struggled, should have lost to Missouri.
By the way, no college football Saturday, but we get France versus England in what is going to be a tremendous must-watch game. Like, schedule your morning around that.
All right. Nick Wright in about 5 minutes. Here we go. The Herd Hierarchy.
Herd Hierarchy.
Time is now. Let's go.
The top 10 NFL teams according to college. Number 10.
This was the hardest spot for me. I'm going to take the Seahawks for two reasons. One, the offensive line in Geno Smith. This is an offensive league, and he is number two in the NFL in passer rating. I kind of know what I get from their quarterback every week. That was it. They also are second in takeaways. They're a little young. You worry about them peaking. Can they hit the wall? But they've won 5 of 7. And, you know, they're winning these close games, which is harder for young teams. But when I look at that O-line, I look at Geno Smith, I look at them move the chains, I'll put Seattle at number 10.
Number 9.
The Titans. Listen, it's the first time they allowed over 20 points since week 3. They had a stinker. This is still one of the top 5 coaches, a great defensive front. they do have a bad point differential because they can't blow you out offensively. But Tannehill's had a bad game. They had a bad week. This is still a really good team that's going to win their division. They're gonna have a home playoff game. We love Vrabel. We like their defense. They just got boat raced by a really good team on the road. It happens. I still trust the organization. They're ticked off. They just fired their GM. I'll put the Titans at 9.
Number 8.
Listen, I'll take the Vikings. They've won 9 of their last 10 games. They beat the Jets. They probably shouldn't have, but they keep winning games. At some point, W's matter. Their defense is not very good. You can move the ball on this team, though they did keep the Jets late in the game out of the red zone. At some point, W's matter, and they just keep winning most of these close games.
Number 7.
I still like the Dolphins a lot. We got to be fair here. They were missing their tackles against the best defense in the league. But Tua still leads the NFL in passer rating. It was Tua's first loss on the year when he's healthy. He also had 3 turnovers against the Niners, and he'd had very few turnovers all season. So this was a Sunday where the circumstances on the road, you start trailing, you have to throw, you're missing your left tackle, you're missing your right tackle. Miami is still going to be a playoff team capable of winning a playoff game or two.
Number 6.
But the Niners, even with Brock Purdy, still have the best defense in the league. I think the best young offensive coach in the league. They've got weapons everywhere. They've got a remarkable run game. Listen, they have the number 1 scoring defense. They forced 4 turnovers. Miami doesn't turn the ball over. They forced 4 out of Miami. And by the way, say what you want about Brock Purdy. Kyle Shanahan has never asked his quarterbacks to be Burrow and Mahomes. That's not what they asked their quarterback to be. It's like the Phoenix Suns and Chris Paul. They don't need him to score 30. The Warriors need Steph to score 30. It's not what the Suns do. I think they're going to win a lot of games, including playoff games with Brock Purdy.
Number 5.
The Cowboys. They're playing very, very well. 40 points plus in 3 of their last 5 games. They've got 6 or 7 great world-class athletes. CeeDee Lamb's having a season. Tony Pollard's emerged as a star running back. There's a lot to like about Dallas. I worry about the margins in the playoffs where you have to have great play from your quarterback. You have to have a great coach. But they lead the NFL in sack differential. They protect their quarterback, and they go get yours, the Cowboys at 5.
Number 4.
The Buffalo Bills, they're back. And they're back because they have now built a more consistent run game. They're now the number 1 seed, which is an advantage when you play in Buffalo with that weather. 130 yards of rushing plus in 6 straight games. It's not about Josh Allen. I said it all year when I doubted them. You've got to develop a run game before the playoffs. You're going to be playing in windy, snowy, wet weather. You can't rely on Josh Allen to throw it 45 times. I'll put the Bills at 4.
Number 3.
I'd still take Kansas City situationally over them, but I am worried about the Chiefs missing Tyreek Hill. Listen, we said they'd be productive without Tyreek. They would score a lot of points, but he is lightning. And he did force double teams, and he does tilt the field, and they don't offensively feel quite the same. Very reliant in key spots on Travis Kelce. Also outscored by Joe Burrow in the fourth quarter. I like Kansas City a lot. I think they can win the Super Bowl. But the Tyreek situation now, as the season goes on, everybody gets film. What can Juju Smith-Schuster do? What can he do? I have him at 3.
Number 2.
The Bengals. Do you realize that Joe Burrow has only been sacked 5 times over the last 4 games? And at that same time, they've developed a run game. The offensive line has finally come together. You don't get to Burrow, you don't hit Burrow, and Burrow's got a run game. Watch out. Don't even have Joe Mixon back. So the key to this thing, not that Burrow's better, it's the offensive line has come together. He's not getting hit. He's not getting sacked. And now he's throwing on 2nd and 5 and 3rd and 2. That's what beats Kansas City. There's an element of surprise to the offense they did not have in the first month because he was throwing on 3rd and 11. He was trailing in games. He was trailing by double digits. That's done.
Number 1.
I think we have to give it to Philadelphia. They're blowing people out. If you go look at Super Bowl winners the last 10 years, they always have like 7 or 8 blowouts. So Philadelphia, I bought in this weekend. I was on the fence after they blew out Tennessee. I'm in. A.J. Brown has been one of the great acquisitions of the year. They can beat you over the top. They can beat you time of possession. I think the improvement of Jalen Hurts is unbelievable. I think it's unbelievable. He may be the opposite of Josh Allen. Josh is big and jumping over people. If you go look at this kid in the biggest games this year against Tennessee and Minnesota, he's given you 300 yards throwing. He's given you 74% completion percentage. If we're going to embrace Josh Allen's massive growth, then we got to embrace Jalen Hurts, because this kid in the biggest stages is wildly productive. He has made massive leaps in production that I didn't think were there. I never saw him as this kind of quarterback in the NFL. He has been fantastic in big spots. With that, I bring on Nick Wright, co-host First Things First. He is joining us now live. By the way, I'll just start with that. Listen, sometimes I'm right, sometimes I'm wrong. I am shocked by Jalen Hurts. I did not see this in the NFL. What your takeaway on what you're seeing from him?
Is it okay if I still am a little skeptical? I'm gonna be the last one on board. And that's not necessarily in Jalen. It's just the Eagles as the best team in football, the Eagles as a juggernaut. I've said this before, and Eagles fans will get mad at me, but all I owe you is honesty. That playoff performance last year was so bad that I can't get it out of my mind until I see that coach and that quarterback in the playoffs again. I'm holding them to the same standard I would have held Arizona if Arizona were 11-1 this year after what I saw from them in the playoffs last year. It's fun. It's nice. It's good. I need to see in the postseason. So I am still a little skeptical of them overall as a team. I think you can get to them through the air vertically if you have time to throw the football, something Tennessee obviously couldn't do in Tennessee once Traylon Burks went out, doesn't have the weapons to do. But I think Philadelphia is very good. I also would not be surprised if they lose their first playoff game. But okay. The rest of the hierarchy, I'm not going to – listen, Cincinnati, you know what's nice, Colin? After so long people trying to create a fake rival for Kansas City, now they have a real one.
Yeah.
The Bengals have earned it. Unlike Buffalo, which was anointed by losing to the Chiefs, the Bengals have earned it. And your guy, Joe Burrow, who I will say – you know, because you've been much higher on Cincinnati than almost anyone else. And I follow all your ventures, and I know you have a nice relationship with Joe Burrow. And I was like, is my buddy Colin getting a little polluted in his brain? And I was like, nope, he was right. They're really good, man. And the Chiefs couldn't get off the field, or they couldn't get them off the field.
Yep.
And I give the Bengals immense credit.
Yeah.
They've now beat them 3 times in a row. No one's ever come close to that. I give them massive credit.
So 2 things I'm really interested in I want to talk about here is Harbaugh. So Harbaugh's quirky. He's different. I had a disastrous interview with him once. I apologized. You have to handle him differently. He's got a different personality. There are, in my opinion, about 4 college jobs. Michigan, Texas, Georgia, USC, where I get to live in a really cool town and I have a massive brand and I control personnel. There's a lot of college jobs. I couldn't convince my wife to move to the town. Those are awesome places to live and big brands. So that's the second best job. If you have one of those jobs, it's the second best football job in America. The best job is coaching any team with Mahomes, Josh Allen, Herbert, Burrow. Those are the best jobs. So I wouldn't leave if I was Harbaugh for like the Colts. Would you?
Well, here's the counter argument. So I'm going to tell you something that you probably don't know. 6 years ago, it was one of my very first times filling in for you, Colin, on this show. And I don't know why Harbaugh was a topic, but he was. It was one of his first really good years at Michigan, if I remember correctly. And I said that I thought if the question was, who is my number one pick in the world to coach my football team, and you were not going to tell me was it college or pro, I said the answer has to be Jim Harbaugh. Because he did it at Stanford, got him to a top 5 program. Then he almost won a Super Bowl with San Francisco. And then he got Michigan back to more than respectability. And then Harbaugh obviously had some rough years. And, 13 months ago, Jim Harbaugh lost to Michigan State. And some of his most ardent supporters were like, we're done with him. Hey, he can't do it. Since then, he's 18-1. And the only loss came against Georgia. So I say all that to say this. Let's say they win the title, Colin. And that would have mean he beat Ohio State, then he beat TCU, then he beat this budding dynasty in Georgia. One of the best college football start-to-finish seasons in recent memory.
Yeah.
If he does that, if he were to go to the NFL and win a Super Bowl, does he have one of the greatest football coaching resumes of anyone in history?
Yes, absolutely.
Make Stanford a contender, yep. Almost win a Super Bowl with the Niners, who were moribund with Tom Sula before he got there. Go to Michigan, revive them, win a title. And then if he goes and wins a Super Bowl, it's not only that his brother has one, but it's like, hold on a second. You know, our friend and colleague Jimmy Johnson obviously did it at both levels, but with just one program at each level, as in a dominant fashion. So I think he's such a unique character that that challenge and that ability to say, yeah. Wait, do I have overall the best and most unique coaching resume in the history of American football? If he wins this national championship this year, he'd be one check mark away from it, so I wouldn't be shocked if he went to go pursue
That's a really interesting take. And that, and we know he tends to be aspirational. We know that. He likes yeah. It's part of it. He's very competitive. By the way, his brother's got a Super Bowl.
Well, that's the thing. So the brother having a Super Bowl is such a unique factor in this. And who did the brother beat to win the Super Bowl? Him. So, like, he's in this weird place where everyone is finally giving him his flowers, particularly if they're able to finish this thing off. Yet, do, like, his cousins think he's the second best coach in his own family? Maybe. I don't know. So, like, it's a weird spot to be in. And so I think he's more likely to leave, Colin, if he wins than if they lose. I think if they lose, he comes back almost assuredly. If he wins the whole thing, especially since Michigan kind of made him eat it and take a pay cut not that long ago, maybe he says, okay, did what I said I was going to do, try to go finish it off in the NFL.
So, you and I both, we take sides on quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. I've always said with Tua, he's small, he's brittle, this isn't it. But when you give him a genius offensive coach and weapons, I've seen this with Dak. Of course he can be successful. Yeah. This is no question. But as I watched Sunday, I was like, okay, now this left tackle's out. Maybe, now you've got to overcome. I watched Burrow get to a Super Bowl with an atrocious offensive line. That's overcoming. Brandon's, I'm watching Justin Herbert win football games. I'm not sure the coach knows what he's doing. Like overcoming matters to me. Do you feel like Sunday was a moment where we could all go, those of us who doubted Tua could go, see, we told you?
Well, I'm going to hold off on the full victory lap until this coming Sunday.
Okay.
Because it has become very in vogue on, with some of our best friends, Colin, you and me, on this network, to talk about Tua versus Justin Herbert as if, oh, it's clear Tua was the right pick. Everyone mocked the Dolphins, but they got it right. No, they didn't.
Yeah.
And it's unfathomable to me that people can't get past the quarterback wins, religion that some people have. It even infects you a bit with some of the Jimmy G commentary, which is why I am praying, speaking of religion, that Brock Purdy goes on a run.
Oh.
Because then maybe that'll finally put to rest the quarterback win stuff. But listen, both of these things can be true. I think that The extremes on the Tua discussion were probably both wrong at least a bit. I said going into this year that I thought this was going to be his last year as a starter. I clearly was wrong about that. Now, the only reason I said that was because his own team tried to replace him twice. Once with a 45-year-old and once with a guy who they didn't even know was going to be suspended for the year.
Right.
But I was wrong about that. The folks who are acting like he's league MVP when he's not even Dolphins team MVP. That's Tyreek Hill. They also need to pump the brakes a bit. And I am concerned a bit about the cold and about the schedule. And while I don't think the Dolphins have any real risk of missing the playoffs, would it shock me if an 8-3 start turned into a 10-7 season? No, it would not. It's given what they have coming up. And so I think that I can have the humility to acknowledge he is better than I thought he was, but I will not join anyone in acting like him versus Herbert or him versus Burrow is a real discussion. To me, those two guys are in a totally different tier.
So this one's going to be interesting. I would regret not asking you an NBA question. Is that I said before the season, I said, here's what's going
to... Anthony Davis? Is that what we're talking about? Yeah. I mean, he's averaging 50 a night, I think.
Just hold
Go
on.
Ahead, sorry.
I said, but unfortunately, because of salary caps, is that players do become like commodities and a little bit like chess pieces. There is a buy low, sell high component to this stuff.
Sure.
And I said, watch Anthony Davis be a monster in the first half. A, this is not a championship team, and B, he will get hurt. Now, I know that's sort of dark and macabre. He is playing even better than I thought. But I want to ask you, because they played great against Milwaukee. You know, the veterans all played a million minutes. What would you do with Anthony Davis? Do you just sit here, ride it out, cross your fingers on his health? What do you do?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can move on from Anthony Davis. And I think that is a basketball reason and a non-basketball reason. The basketball reason is, you can say flatly, this is not a championship team, and you're almost assuredly correct. However, if we are in a world where LeBron James is clearly your second best guy, and that is because, not because LeBron has fallen off a cliff, but because AD is playing the best basketball of his life and is back in the argument for one of the four or five best players in the world, well, we saw a flawed Lakers team win a title with that recipe, except LeBron and AD's roles were flipped, and we saw it happen just 2 years ago. So I'm not going to give them a 0% chance to win the title. That's the basketball reason. The non-basketball reason is this. LeBron James signed that extension with this team. And I am not reporting this, but it would be shocking to me if part of the negotiation and agreeing to sign that extension was not him going to the front office and saying, you guys will make win-now moves if we show we have the ability to compete. And I believe LeBron promise, I guess, from them, or commitment from them. For them to then go the other way, and when LeBron is signing an extension and then trade away Anthony Davis to start a rebuild when he's in year 20, I think would be a betrayal that the Lakers don't do a lot of things right business-wise, but at the very least they do have a good reputation still for treating their stars well that I think is one they couldn't overcome. So if this team was going to be 4-21 and one of the worst teams in basketball, which it was looking like for a bit, then everything's on the board. Because all of a sudden, they look like at the worst a play-in team and at best a dangerous team in a up-and-down Western Conference, I don't think you can trade Anthony Davis.
That was really good. That was a good point. Yeah, you made me think.
Thanks.
I'll think about that. And I want you to think about
it. Can I tell you one thing before I go?
Sure.
I know it's late.
All right.
And we only have, you know, a few hours till the deadline.
Yeah.
But if there is a sports god, can the Niners please claim Baker Mayfield and go on a playoff run? Please. Please. Can that happen? It would just be one of the greatest moments of the Colin Coward has had a 20-plus year Hall of Fame media career.
Yes.
Having on a daily basis for 3 hours to deal with Baker falling bass-ackwards into a Super Bowl-ready team would be a get all the Marconis ready. So come on, Niners. Make it happen.
I don't even – yeah, you and J-Mac, he's all on this. You know what? It's just I'm not going to pick a side. If it happens, it happens. I won't play favorites.
Okay. Okay. All right. See you, buddy.
First things first, great show after ours. God, that is just crazy. It's a crazy world, man. You never know. Everything that happens in sports, KD to the Warriors, I was like, what? I mean, how Brady to the Bucks, what? Big stuff is happening all the time and coming from nowhere.
I'm surprised you're not taking credit for Anthony Davis putting on a jetpack and becoming an MVP candidate. You were ready to ship him out of town.
No.
And now he's like, wait, don't trade me. I'm putting up 50 a game with the Lakers.
I said, because he got ripped by LA media. Fans were ripping him. He was going to have a big year. But now it's just, I don't like being in situations in anything where I'm crossing my fingers. I feel like as a Laker fan, every time he hits the floor, you're like, is he okay? Is he okay? Every time Luka hits the floor, do you feel that way? Giannis hits the floor. I don't like finger crossing.
Those guys don't have injury histories like
AD.
That's
right.
That's
and
the problem.
So, yeah. You know, the past gives you a pretty good indication of what's going to happen in the future. So, you know, but the argument he made, which I think is a really strong one, the one thing the Lakers still have a great reputation of is they treat their stars right. And this is a star-driven league. It's a very good point. I never thought of that. That is a really big component here. The Lakers treat their stars
like
stars.
Well, they couldn't get stars for, like, the longest time. Remember, they were whiffing on every free agent. Hey, can we go back to Hurd hierarchy for 5 seconds?
All right.
So the Tennessee Titans check in at, I believe, number 9.
I don't feel great about it.
I would hope not. They've lost 2 games in a row, and they've looked terrible in both of them. They lost and choked at home against the Bengals, and they got smashed by the Eagles by 25 points.
I don't have to love everybody on the list.
I know, but why would they be? What have they done to be worthy of number? They just fired their GM today.
Because I love their coach. I love their culture. Oh. I like their toughness. And they've had, and this happens all the time, they've had a little speed bump.
So this is basically a participation trophy. Let's just throw them in there, make them feel good about themselves. They're not good, but I need to give them a quick shout out.
I have pulled back on them every week. They were ranked higher several weeks ago. I keep pulling back.
Hey, you can't be perfect every week. A couple whiffs this week. It happens.
All right.
It's like Tua Tagovailoa.
We did consider both the Packers and the Jets at 10. Both.
Thank you for the consideration for 5 straight weeks on the Jets.
You're like honorable mention all league.
That's so disrespectful.
You're the last guy to miss the cut.
Well, by the way, I was the last guy cut from my tennis team in high school. It
and
stung
you've been bitter
a little
about
bit.
It
all
since.
My friends were on the team. I thought I was a lock. Yeah, I'm better now than I was. Remember when I beat you badly a couple years back?
Don't remember
don't
it.
Don't remember that. Okay.
At all. Fuzzy.
It happened.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Brazil began its knockout stage in style with the return of star forward Neymar. The Brazilians piled it on in the first half. Vinicius Jr., Richarlison, Lucas Paqueta, and Neymar himself all scored before the break on the way to a decisive 4-1 victory over South Korea. The quarterfinals at the 2022 FIFA World Cup get underway Friday with a pair of blockbuster matchups. First, Croatia takes on Neymar and the unstoppable offense of Brazil. Then the Netherlands battle Lionel Messi and Argentina. Coverage begins at 9 Eastern on Fox and the Fox Sports app.
Brazil plays with such confidence. They play soccer like a heavyweight champ boxes or Aaron Judge hits or Burrow plays quarterback. I've talked to executives in the NFL about this before, is so much of a young player is confidence. Very few like Burrow walk in and feel they're great. Even the great college players come in and there's apprehension. When you watch Brazil play, they know they are the most talented soccer players in the world. They play with an absolute confidence, never bending, never for a second any self-doubt. And they can do that because they are great.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herd Live News.
Well, why aren't the American players that aggressive? Because we're not that great.
Yeah.
And our players know they're not that great.
Remember early Mike Tyson, like in the 80s? He would walk into the ring and you would see the opponent being like, damn, I'm in trouble. That's what Brazil's like. Yesterday against South Korea, it was a bloodbath. Awesome matchup. All right, let's get started here. Baker Mayfield, released obviously by the Panthers yesterday, waiting now to see if he's claimed off waivers. We'll know in a couple hours. There's a report from Albert Breer, regular guest on the show, the Rams could be looking into adding Baker.
Now, that makes sense to me because
Stafford's done with the spinal bruise. John Wolford played admirably.
That last throw.
Ankle injury, some other injury. So they're down to Bryce Perkins. So maybe they add Baker. But according to FoxBet, the Rams only have the fifth best odds to sign him at plus 750. FoxBet's odd makers believe the most likely is that he's unsigned. 49ers are second at plus 300.
Well, his accuracy, which we thought out of college, that was the big sales pitch. Yeah, he's small. Yeah, he's cocky. But man, he's accurate. It was never as good as we thought, and it has regressed badly once he lost Cleveland's protection. So, and the Niners, for all their strengths, their O-line's their weakness. So Brock Purdy, who's got limitations, moves really well. That's I don't think it's a fit. I don't.
Just hypothetically, did Baker Mayfield say, man, is it worth it being like going to practice? Maybe I'm inactive. No. And I got the holidays coming up. I want to be with my friends and my family. And I don't want to sit on some bench and not play and have practice and be out of town. Like,
And Darnold gets the job.
Baker's not going to be there next year. He already knows that. So maybe the coach was just like, listen, sure, you want to be released, go for it. So if he lands with the Niners, great. Otherwise, he gets the holidays off. He's still getting his $18 million or whatever the number is.
I totally get why. I get it. Absolutely.
Next up, the big news today in the NFL is the Titans fire their GM, John Robinson. He's been with them since 2016. They've never had a losing season with him as GM. Titans are on a two-game losing streak, but they still made the Herd hierarchy somehow. yeah, I had to get that dig in there. Now, obviously, the big story is they just faced A.J. Brown of the Eagles. A.J. Brown, I think if I'm remembering this correctly, he wanted big money, and the Titans are like, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
So they trade him to the Eagles. And, of course, he plays for the Eagles.
Now,
he's putting up monster numbers.
In fairness, they drafted a receiver who's had when he's healthy, he's very good.
Treylon Burks. He's been excellent. Yeah. But he's not A.J. Brown, who is putting up monster numbers. So, Colin, listen. Tennessee's first in the AFC South. I just wonder, like, what does this do internally? Or does firing a GM not mean really anything?
Sometimes things seem obvious, right? Aaron Rodgers to Tennessee seems incredibly obvious.
Aaron Rodgers going from no receivers and Christian Watson to Tennessee?
So, Vrabel's like a guy's guy.
Okay.
So, Vrabel's sales pitch to Aaron, very alpha, very much a guy's guy, played in the league as Aaron's taken the lumps this year instead of what I believe is an average coach in Matt LaFleur. Aaron has not an underachieving defense in Green Bay, but a great defense in Tennessee. So Aaron gets a legit defense, a legit big-time coach, an emerging star at receiver, which he has in Green Bay, and a division in which Houston's a mess.
That's
the
fair.
Jags are surging, but they're the Jags, and the Colts don't have a quarterback. So, I mean, if I'm Tennessee, I'm looking at Burrow. I'm looking at Mahomes. I'm looking at Allen. And I got Tannehill? It's not a fair fight. So I think Tennessee is going to go. And you could say, oh, what about what they pay him? The reality here is Aaron's salary is going to be tough for wherever he goes. Everywhere he goes, it's going to be kind of tough. But if Tennessee can move, they have a lot of defensive pieces. It's a high-functioning organization. I think Aaron is, and I think Green Bay, if they get a pick or two, they now have Christian Watson's a star. Aaron Jones is a star. Yeah. The offensive line is great. If you're ever going to have Jordan Love work, this is it.
The most interesting thing you said there that I didn't really think about. So Ryan Tannehill is going to be a cap casualty. All the capologists have looked. He's going to be done in Tennessee.
That's right.
They will be in the market for a quarterback. They just drafted Willis, but
no,
he hasn't looked like he's remotely close. You don't go from like first place 2 years in a row in the division to let's just throw Malik Willis in and see what he's got. So maybe there is some credence there. I don't see why the Packers would let him walk away.
Well, they're not going to let him walk away. They're going to let his salary go, and they're going to get drafted. Now, there'll be a dead cap hit for 2 years, but if you're not paying Jordan Love anything, it's a wash. You're not paying Jordan anything. So the bottom line is they're getting stuff for it. You're going to get a first. You may get two first, a first and a second. Yeah. Look what Seattle did. Look how great Seattle looks today with Geno Smith and all that cap space and draft hits. All you have to do is hit on draft pick. Romeo Dobbs and Christian Watson both look like they were hits.
Did you see Denver has basically the number 3 pick in the draft, which conveys to Seattle right now?
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad. All right, final story, and this is just breaking in the last 15 minutes. Portugal has announced that Cristiano Ronaldo, one of the greatest players in the history of the sport, will not start against Switzerland. Kickoff here in like 25 minutes. Ronaldo has been benched. Now, when he came off in the last match, apparently the manager was unhappy. Ronaldo was pouting. He was really ticked off that he had to come out.
He can do that.
Well, I don't know if he can anymore. Listen, man, he has burned all his bridges in club soccer. Manchester United, get the hell out. Like, nobody wants to be in his business, but the Saudis are going to be paying him $200 million, rumored, to come play with them. And now, you know, Ronaldo's practicing leading up, and he has a look on his face like he wants to kill someone.
I think it's hard to be him. If I was that good-looking, had a $200 million a year job staring me in the face, was the best soccer player in the world, how do you not have a little attitude? He is literally the best-looking athlete in the world. He's going to be the richest athlete in the world. He's the best in the world at what he plays. The average loser who's anonymous troll on Twitter's got an ego. This guy doesn't get one. If I looked like that and was going to make $200 million, my last contract here, I'd be a nightmare to deal with.
You already are a nightmare for some people. Not me, though. Hey, Cristiano Ronaldo, by the way, have you seen the guy shirtless? This is not like...
He's an underwear model.
I don't know how that dude gets so ripped.
Underwear model, best soccer player, 200 million Saudi Arabia, best player in his country.
You know these scripts write themselves. If they're down 1-0 to Switzerland, Coach, Ronaldo, can you go in? He's going to get a goal, and it's going to be quite the celebration.
I'm just saying, it's easy to take shots at him, but my takeaway is this guy is literally... He's Brady? If Brady was as good as Mahomes.
Well, LeBron stuff. Remember the Lakers dealing with LeBron and he's a headache? Like, this is what Ronaldo is for Portugal.
This is what we've done to superstars.
He is, I think, 37 years old. He has the most followers on Instagram, whatever that was.
He's one of one in the world.
Yeah.
In the history of the world. I mean, it's just like, the guy's like a model.
Yeah, Fox cannot get enough of this story. Obviously, it's great. You know, Ronaldo bench, like, oh my gosh, the drama on social media.
If Fox came up to me tomorrow and said, we're replacing you with Ronaldo, I'd be like, I get it. I hope he can talk NFL. I totally get it. I mean, I just think this guy is literally A+, 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 A+. He's got a little bit of an ego.
Little bit of an ego?
Well, I think it comes with the territory.
Messi doesn't act like this.
Messi's not an underwear model. And not making $200 million a year next year for Saudi Arabia. Okay. I mean, that was just like adding. Now you're going to pay him that?
Yeah.
It's like
he should just come to the MLS, take a pay cut, and then come after Cougars out here in LA.
Yeah, okay, whatever. J-Mac for the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rocking dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
One of the things that's fascinating, the media does this all the time, and it kind of drives me crazy. And maybe it's because I started a business about 18 months ago, and it's hard. And nothing happens overnight, right? It's hard. You make a lot of decisions. You hire. Some work, some don't. It's hard. So in the media, we do this all the time. When a coach leaves a place, all we pay attention to is the place he goes to. And if he doesn't rebuild it immediately, we crush him. Lincoln Riley lost to Utah. Have you looked at Oklahoma since he left? They're in the Cheez-It Bowl. Harbaugh was getting ripped at Michigan for years. Pay attention. What happened to the Niners an hour after he left? What happened to Stanford 2 hours after he left? Josh McDaniels goes to the Raiders and gets nothing but crap from people. Have you watched the Patriots offense since he left? Mac Jones, as a rookie, engineered the number 6 scoring offense in the league. This year, he should be better. They're like 20th. And Devontae Adams is about to have more yards with Josh McDaniels than he did in any single year with Aaron Rodgers. Josh Jacobs is already having his greatest year and adding to it. Josh McDaniels, go look at what happened to the place he left. The Patriots are unwatchable. They're going to finish 4th. They're bad, and it's because their offense is embarrassing and unimaginative. We do this all the time. We watch where somebody goes and judge them harshly if they don't win immediately. These are all small companies. I'm doing it now, except with a really small company. All these NFL teams, you're building a business. It's hard. Really hard. Look how much better the Eagles are with Nick Sirianni in year 2 than year 1. You make mistakes. You have bad press conferences. You make a bad draft pick. Some of your culture-changing moves don't work. Like, when everybody was banging on Josh McDaniels, I'm like, I can see his fingerprints all over the Raiders. Jacobs is having an amazing year, and they don't even have a good offensive line. Devontae Adams is getting the ball in his hands for more yards than he's ever going to get in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers. That is coaching in a better conference. The AFC is much better than the NFC. So it's, we do this repeatedly over and over and over and over that we judge coaches or sometimes players, but mostly coaches. We judge them harshly only on where they land and what they're doing now. Lincoln Riley went 11-2. They were 4-8 last year. Oklahoma is now in a Cheez-It Bowl. That's what you got to look at. Not just where you go, what happens to the place when you leave. So for all of those, that the Raiders have gone from 18th in offense to 9th, and they've done it without their number two and number three targets, Hunter Renfro and Darren Waller, been out. How do they do that? How did they get significantly better on offense without two of their three top players? I mean, I like Devontae Adams, but you can roll the coverage over. You can double team him now. There is no other target of note. So it's all you have to do is go look at New England right now and how much Mac Jones has regressed. He was complaining about this in preseason, in camp, that he didn't like it. And think about this. Buffalo's going to win the division. Miami is second. And right now, the Jets are better than New England. Did Belichick forget how to coach? No. Did Mac Jones forget how to play? No. Did they lose superstar receivers? No. Look at them. Look at the offensive numbers for the TV viewers. They've all plummeted off of one reason. It's not Mac Jones. They had Jacoby Myers last year. They had Stevenson last year. They had this O-line last year. Not just what you're doing at the new place. What happens to the old place? Everywhere Harbaugh leaves disintegrates. And his first 6-7 years at Michigan, he doesn't know what he's doing. Looks like Ohio State doesn't know what they're doing against him. All right. Fired up. This World Cup has been, you know, what I love about the World Cup is it humbled us. Not if you were realistic, but for the unrealistic American soccer fan, it humbled you. You needed to be humbled. We're not Brazil. Hour three next.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.